be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we humbly pray that as your only begotten Son was this day presented in the temple, so we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts by Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Malachi. Thus says the Lord, see, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi, and refine them like gold and like silver, until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Since, therefore, the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest to the service of God, to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Jesus' parents brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praise God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer every day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child Jesus grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. Today is February 2nd. We have lots of things going on February 2nd. We have another big cultural event today, don't we? Groundhog Day. There's a big celebration in the Catholic Church that some Episcopal Church follow. It's called Candlemas. And it's a celebration of light. Some of you may have heard about that. And people are invited to bring candles in. And it's a tradition that goes back to the 4th century. And all the candles are blessed for the year. Then in our reading, in the gospel reading, we have Mary and Joseph going to the temple 40 days after the birth of Jesus. That puts that on February 2nd as well. And the reason they're going there on that day is because in the Jewish tradition, mothers who have given birth are considered ritually unclean for their first 40 days, and they go to the temple to be cleansed and purified. And Luke wants to make sure that we know that Mary and Joseph do all the things that the Jewish law asks for, that they are dutiful Jewish parents. And while Mary and Joseph are there at the temple with their 40-day-year-old baby, they decide it's also take advantage of the opportunity, another Jewish tradition, and present their firstborn child to the Lord. They have a long walk back home to Nazareth. It made sense to do all these things at the same time. Now, the Super Bowl does not always fall on February 2nd, so we're going to push that to the side and we'll celebrate that tonight. But all of these other four things we talk about all occur on February 2nd every year, and that's when they're celebrated, the cultural things and also the religious things. And what's so special about February 2nd? Well, it so happens that February 2nd is midway between the shortest day of the year. If you live in the Northern Hemisphere, now if any of you are from Australia, this doesn't apply. But if you live in the Northern Hemisphere, the shortest day of the year, it varies from day to day. It's usually around December 20th, December 21st. And February 2nd is midway between that day and the spring equinox, which will sometimes fall on March 20th, sometimes on March 21st. And that's the day that we have the same amount of daylight and night. We have 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of nighttime. So the days are getting longer. And February 2nd is in the middle of that. And in the ancient civilization of days before all the light pollution, people really paid attention to the change of the days, and they really recognized that. And they were looking forward to spring, and February 2nd became a day of celebrating the new light, celebrating the idea of springtime is coming soon, hoping to be blessed with good crops. And even in Ireland and England, in some places of Europe, sheep would be given birth to their young lambs right at this time. There was even a pagan festival called Ewe's Milk that was on February 2nd. So this is a common day of different civilizations that February 2nd became a day to celebrate light. In the New Testament reading, the gospel reading that we had today, since Christmas falls on December 25th, which is 5 days after the shortest day of the year, 40 days also falls on February 2nd, and that's why Mary and Joseph are at the temple. But before I go into more detail on that, I think we need to spend a little time on the Old Testament reading of Malachi. And Malachi is a great book. It's the last book of the Old Testament. It's only got 4 chapters in it. It takes about 10 minutes to read. And the prophet Malachi has got a whole different way of presenting God's message. And I'm going to come off the podium and I'm going to pretend to be Malachi for a minute here. So what Malachi does, instead of saying, God says you're bad for doing this and you're bad for doing that, it's like he gets on a stage and becomes an actor and he creates 2 roles. He creates this God role and he creates this role of people. And he plays both parts. And during these 4 chapters of Malachi, there's 4 or 5 subjects that are discussed. One is on love, one is on the covenant, one is on abundance and scarcity. And the one that we read today is about God's justice. And what he does, he has an interplay between God and the people. In order to get this, to set this up, you actually have to go a couple verses earlier than Malachi 1 that we start with. And it goes back a verse or 2 that starts this whole thing. So this is Malachi doing his thing here. So God says, I'm weary of you. And the people say, well, why are you weary of us? And God says, I'm weary of you because you think I delight in evil people. And the people say, well, we do think you delight in evil people because there are evil people in the world and they're not being punished. And even so, some of them seem to have good things happen to them. God says, I assure you, I do not delight in evil people. I bear witness against them. I speak against that. And the people say, then where's your justice? Where's your judgment? And God says, you're not ready for my judgment. Because none of you are worthy. All of you are falling short. Yes, you may think some people are more evil than you because they do some horrible things, but you are not following the law. You are not loving me with all your heart and soul. You are not loving other people as yourselves. And you don't get me because you think that I want to pass judgment, and that is not your God. Your God is someone who loves you and wants to lift you up and teach you how to love one another. And for proof of that, I'm going to send a messenger to you. That messenger is going to open up a path for me to come in and show you how to live, how to treat one another. And if you're willing to open up your hearts, I will refine your hearts and purify you and transform you into people who love one another and love me. Now, we don't know how the people responded to God's message, because Malachi goes on to the next subject. But we as Christians interpret that messenger that God says he's going to send as John the Baptist. And John the Baptist does pave the way for Jesus. And Jesus does teach us how to live in this world, how to treat everyone, how to live a humble life, how to love one another, how to love God, how to treat those who are powerless and on the margins. And we consider and think Christ is the light of the world. And this is what this day is all about. It's about light. And we go back to our New Testament, our gospel reading, and the baby Jesus is there with Mary and Joseph, and they're presenting this baby, and there are two prophets there. You got Simeon, and you've got Anna. And both of them know who Jesus is. They know this is God entered into the world, and they know this is the one that's going to show the path and show the way, that this is the one, the light of the world. And Anna says, this is the person who's going to redeem Jerusalem. And Simeon says, this is the person that's going to be the light to the Gentiles. So Luke has already given us the message that Jesus is for everybody. And Jesus did those things, right? He went and showed us how to live. And he is the light of the world. And he was crucified for that. And he was resurrected. And he spent 40 days talking and working with his disciples. And they opened up their hearts and allowed themselves to be transformed to be the next people taking the light of Christ into the world. And that is what I see is our job. We are the current generation of disciples. And Christ wants us to take his light into the world. And if we are willing to open up our hearts, if we want to be the Christians that God wants us to be, we should open up our hearts, allow God to refine us and purify us. God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit work on our heart, purify us, like the said in Malachi that I mentioned, that you take the ore, gold ore, the silver oil, and you purify it down to the pure metal. That's what God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit wants to do with us. If we're willing to do that and open that, and as Christians, we ought to do that, then we are the next generation taking the light of Christ out into the world. Amen.
Will you please stand with me and profess your faith by reciting the Nicene Creed found on page 4 in your bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate of the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people. In the joy of the revelation of God's new light in the world, let us pray to God, saying, receive our prayer. God who ordains, become manifest in the work of your ministers in this and every church, so that through the priesthood of all believers, your name and countenance may be made known, your love revealed, and your saving promise embraced by all. God of the new light,
receive our prayer.
God who commands, give discerning and prayerful hearts to those who govern and hold authority throughout the world. From the ashes of oppression and injustice, give rise to your created purpose by which your loving pathos will be realized throughout the world. God of the new light,
receive our prayer.
God who gathers, enfold this parish community and the greater church community in loving mutuality. Where there is discord, help its members to resurrect unity, that we may better participate in the kingdom brought about by your self-disclosure. God of the new light,
receive our prayer.
God who restores, hold in your embrace all those who in this community are facing trouble, illness, or despair. We especially pray for Margaret, Steve, Nicole, J.R., John and Joan, Paul, Marie, Jimmy, Martha, Ryan and Hayden, Teddy, Richard, Irene, June, Michael, Laura, Baylor, Pat, Alberta, Zach, Chuck and Betsy, Michael, Georgina, Joyce, Bill, Martha, Shane, Judy, Pat, Randy, Jeff, Melvin and Barbara, Sherry, Jason, Hannah, Terry, Doug, Kim, Mason, Cameron, Daniel, Carol, Rosemary, Al, Christopher, Thomas, Jen, Dunn School, Hillcrest School, Community Food Pantry at St. Thaddeus.
Are there any others?
Help us all to see frailty, fatigue, failure, and disappointment as opportunities to depend more deeply upon your love. God of the new light,
receive our prayer.
God who gives birth, lead us and all people to participate in the rejuvenation and resurrection of the earth and all your creation. Make us better stewards of the gift you provide in creation. Make us more mindful of those who are to come after us. God of the new light,
receive our prayer.
God who gives new life, bring to yourself all those who have died, especially Jane McGrath. Help us to live more fully into the life you promised through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God of the new light,
let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Also with you.
This is the first Sunday of the month, and so there will be blood pressure checks right after the service.
Okay, and Christian says that the food pantry is in dire need of food, especially green beans and Spam, and any offering that you would like to make. Any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Next week, remember to celebrate.
Go ahead.
Next week is celebrating for Robert and Casey. It's going to be 1 o'clock thing. 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock in Parish Hall. So bring your some kind of food in a dish and bring it back there, and we will send them off to their next celebration.
One more thing on that, too, that we forgot to mention is next Sunday is the week that Robert is with us all day. Did Dee already say that? I'm sorry.
He's with us the whole day.
He's with us the whole day, and we're having a forum before church at 10 o'clock to talk about what's going on with the church, and everybody's invited to participate with that, and it's a chance for us to spend more time with him since in a lot of Sundays he's always rushing back and forth and what have you. So take advantage of this time next Sunday before church, and then we also have a celebration afterwards.
Okay, do we get them all? And the diocesan convention is coming up this week, so lots going on. Again, walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
This Holy Eucharist is offered to the glory of God and in thanksgiving for all who are at this Church of St. Thaddeus, especially our Episcopal bells today. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise. Glory to you forever. At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home. By your will, they were created and have their being. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Have mercy, Lord, for we are sinners in your sight. Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law. And in the fullness of time, you sent your only son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace.
By his blood, you reconciled us. By his wounds, we are healed.
And therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. Holy, holy. Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption, and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers, God of Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebecca, and Jacob, Leah, and Rachel, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal, Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name.
Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of the bread.
Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great high priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God for the people of God. Body of Christ. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food and the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.